What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Rose,
Josie,
and Dan from B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? Today, we're talking about the very extremely recent Brianna Jai convictions that have actually been made after the trial that took forever.
Yeah, I've been intentionally and purposefully avoiding everything to do with that.
Yeah. The biggest thing to come out of this, I think, you know, obviously it was a tragic murder. The biggest thing to come out of it is how insane the media reaction is. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of things that lead into it. Like, it's multifaceted, but the resulting just dead naming and misgendering, despite the fact that literally every single person in her life refers to her as a trans woman and uses her preferred name and she has pronouns, the media will still just completely ignore that due to, I guess, their legal permission. And, well, I say legal permission due to Brianna's lack of a gender recognition certificate.
Yeah.
Freya, unfortunately, she wouldn't have actually been eligible for one, I believe, due to her age.
Yeah, I think you have to be over 18.
Over the age of 18. So it's absolutely tragic that you can't, one, she couldn't have got one. Two, she couldn't have got one because of the wait list.
Yeah.
And three, that ultimately, as a result, she'll be buried under her assigned gender at birth, which is just
really
crazy.
Sad.
You know, and like deed polls are legally binding, and you know, like if you change your name, that's your name changed and stuff. Gender recognition certificate does allow you to change your birth certificate and your death certificate, though.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the justification that the media used to do so, but just fundamentally, and obviously it's like, oh, I don't understand, but I don't understand. That's insane.
Yeah,
it's actually crazy. Just because you can, like that, it, like how actually just hateful do you have to be to just ignore literally every single thing that's been said about this person in every single way that they present and have been reported on? It's like, this is a woman.
I feel like it's just,
how can you just pretend that that's not true?
Yeah, I feel like it's just blatantly immoral.
It is delusion to think that Brianna wasn't, you know, a woman, and to just consistently misgender and dead name in the media. And it's not like that's just happening like now or anything. It's something that was happening from the very beginning with things like The Times publishing an article where they published it and it was originally actually fine, and it was just an article that covered the story, and it was like, this has happened.
All right.
That was just, and it was just a story. And then it was updated to dead name and misgender and remove references to the fact that they're transgender.
Yeah, right. I saw the link that you sent me about it. They have changed it back now because people kicked it off.
Yes, it was changed back. But originally it had actually been published. Like,
that's so much effort to change it.
It published fine, and then they...
It's crazy. So like there are genuinely just, there are people, there are actual real human beings that are sitting at work getting paid in some of these businesses who are deciding manually that, oh yeah, we should treat this person awfully in particular.
Even like, I feel like it's so much more effort too.
And it's
crazy.
You really have to go, such delusion.
You have to go out of your way to do it.
Yeah, like to change an article.
Like, get a hobby.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Go build a Gundam if you want.
Go and make a cup of coffee and calm down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like have a
The British coffee. Slogan, you know, I'm pretty sure has always
Keep
been
calm
and will
and
always
carry
be.
On.
Didn't even need to say it.
Even like, I feel like though,
it's
like,
crazy.
The articles like that originally published her dead name and stuff, like you've got to go through like sifting through a lot of documents to kind of find them.
I imagine she's
you know, she made a lot of effort to kind of hide that, because I mean, like, I have so like you would have had to have gone rifling through some documents. You would have had to go out of your way to find it.
And of course journalists will be journalists, but as a journalist, you should have journalistic integrity, and you should present something the way it should be presented, you know, an equal story.
There's a lot of
an unbiased argument and all that. But unfortunately, that's not what we get. What we get is the Daily Mail publishing an article after convictions were made recently, life sentences for the killers.
As they should.
The Daily Mail just straight up went evil with a pretty face.
I saw that.
I read the article, the whole article, even like that aside, is completely sensationalized. It's very insane. It read like a true crime podcast.
So it's genuinely so crazy to look at how people are like fantasizing and romanticizing the just act of hate, honestly.
It kind of reminds me of the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix show.
Mm. Yeah, like the article read very much like something like that. It was very much like, oh, she was normal and she had an ideal upbringing, and then in lockdown she got obsessed with horror movies and true crime, and then she made a list of people she wanted to kill.
Are they going to do a thing, the whole thing where like, oh, horror movies and video games are making people violent
In particular, actually, the main justification that almost every news publication used for this, as it came out in the investigation, these children were on the dark web a lot. So suddenly, because they're on the dark web, it means the fact that their transphobic killing, that hate-influenced killing, suddenly is irrelevant as a hate-influenced killing because they got their influence from the dark web and they're just evil, quote-unquote, despite the fact that they were actually charged in the end with it being a transphobic hate crime.
Yeah.
And they solely picked Brianna. There was a list of people.
Yeah, there was
but a list solely and wrote their justification choosing Brianna for the reason she is trans.
First of all, who writes down a list of people you want to kill?
Who has a list of people that you want to kill?
These children, crazy. These children, they are very crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah, there's no denying that the kids are insane, but it's also, there's no denying that it was a transphobic killing.
It's a joke to try and attempt to say that it's not.
Right, and it has consistently been a joke up until the point of conviction where the police said that it's possible it wasn't a hate-motivated crime when it very obviously is.
Oh. Yeah,
so
I think that
we've finally got that actual answer now.
Yeah, like their one justification was like, oh, well, they had a whole list of people, but then it was like, but on that list,
Brianna,
it said,
because she is trans.
Like, literally. Yeah.
But now we can, like, the turfs that'll go on social media and just try and sprout nonsense, honestly, and say, oh, it wasn't actually transphobic. Sorry, honey. I've got the news for you here.
Here is the evidence.
Actually, I have the tea for you right here.
What is
the
tea?
The tea. Here it is. The hysteria in the media that they're perpetuating, just genuinely justifying hate for no reason other than they can do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great for future reference either, because other people who would want to do this will do that and will be like, oh well, it's not transphobic though, is it?
Because I didn't write down on my list because they're trans.
Exactly.
It's absolutely precedent, and it can also definitely relate to how these bigots that are aiming to prosecute trans people in the end are just bigots aiming to prosecute people, and trans people are their target. So, hypothetically, if they get what they want and somehow achieve all erasure of trans people, where do you think they're going next?
Yeah, like, if it wasn't us, it's going to be someone else.
Where do you think they're going next?
I feel like there's always some kind of group that are being targeted. Do you know what I mean?
There are three letters in LGBT, and there's a whole plus with a whole lot more.
Well, like, not only that, but, like, you know, like, America after 9/11 had the whole, war on terror thing that just wasn't really happening. It was just another moral panic kind of thing. And, like, people just move through groups to kind of be scared of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Constantly, yeah. And it's really confusing, especially when justifications like religion or beliefs are used for that. I'm pretty sure at the top of the list, it was like, don't harm anyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's like usually in religion, that's like pretty up there.
It is. Yeah.
Like, I never, you know, that.
Yeah. Love thy neighbor. So it's really confusing when those justifications are used. Obviously, you know, each to their own and all that. But I really don't understand how that like is justified in law.
Mm-hmm.
And like in court cases, that, oh, my belief of Christianity justifies my actions towards this person in this hateful way for this reason. I don't get how that's possible.
Imagine if it was like anything else as well. Like, oh, my religion told me to go and rob this bank.
Right. Like it doesn't just put you above the law.
You'd get like charged for like insanity. They'd be like, there's something wrong with this person.
The unfortunate thing is that there are legal protections in place for religion, which is something that you'd absolutely expect there to be.
Yeah, like it's not entirely unfortunate.
But people, unfortunately, like it does just happen.
Yeah.
They misappropriate
it's unfortunate
that.
We use it in the wrong way.
So I wish people were honest. I wish people were kind and didn't just hate for absolutely literally no reason.
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
Stop making sense, Ross.
Not anytime soon. I'm so sorry. I just like to make sense. the media reaction to the Brianna case is insane, but I'm really genuinely quite glad that we have the result that we do from the conviction, because sets precedent.
I feel like when it first happened, all like the news outlets went a bit loopy.
A very big panic.
Yeah. Specifically like, oh no, it's not transphobic. They were like very quick to say it wasn't a transphobic hate crime.
Yeah. Or they were at least all a bit quick in saying, the police are saying it's not.
Yeah.
Rather than it's not.
A bit too quickly.
But I think realistically with the actual verdict that we got, I think that's like kind of the best thing that we would have gotten.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I also think that really the court probably had no choice in terms of like, because of this insane media coverage beforehand, like it would have all kicked off if anything less had happened.
Oh, most likely would have, yeah.
And I mean, like, rightfully so.
It doesn't, you know, delete the possibility.
Yeah, like...
But it definitely would have made it harder.
Yeah, and I mean, like...
Because it was obvious.
I wouldn't blame people,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying, if they were to do so. But I think the courts probably recognised, like, oh, if we don't... Like, I agree with the sentencing, but if they were... They probably would have been like, well, if we don't do it like this, if we don't do things properly... Mm-hmm. And correctly.
Well, they did actually provide a higher minimum sentence of life due to the fact that it was a transphobic influenced hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
So had it not been decided that way, they wouldn't have been serving the same sentence.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
So that is a genuinely very positive thing to come as a result. And we can hold that for the future and say, like, hopefully, you know, if... tragedies like that happen again, which unfortunately they will.
Yeah.
It's not if, it's a when.
Well, yeah, they've been happening.
Yeah. Will always continue to happen. Yeah. Things like Transgender Day of Remembrance. We read out those names every year.
I think as well, it sets a precedent almost in terms of like, you know, we were saying that people who might want to kind of commit that crime, they'll be like, oh, well, they got caught. They got named and shamed. It was all over the news kind of thing. Very much a public telling off, so they might be like, is it really worth it?
I mean, you'd hope.
You would hope.
If I was in that mindset, I'd think that way.
Criminals will be criminals, and people will do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, criminals are not right in the head. So they're not really going to be like, ooh, I'm going to stop because they're going to make fun of me on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true, I suppose. I would like to think that at least it would kind of deter people because they'd be like, oh, they don't want to be on the telly. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of the time people might commit crimes because they know they can get away with it. You know, like how a lot of serial killers and stuff go after people who aren't going to be missed, quote unquote. Like people who may not necessarily be easily identified or found, things like that.
Yeah, no, I get
so
what
that they
saying.
Can get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be a bit of a deterrent if they know they can't.
Hopefully. You can only hope.
Yes, fingers crossed, right?
Because murder is bad and people shouldn't do that.
Yeah, murder is bad.
And really?
Also, please don't do it to the trans people.
Please don't do it to anyone.
Just stop.
Exactly.
everybody get hobbies.
Everybody get hobbies. Go touch grass. Go outside. Go be happy. Stop hating people. Oh my
Stop
God.
Stop and sniff the flowers once in a while.
So that was Brianna and Media Hysteria. If anybody wants any advice, wants to chat, or has any other queries, feel free to follow us on our social medias at BTransNB. And make sure you tune into the next episode of What's the Tea.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.